much better idea of how much money we're actually talking about. We're very concerned about the security aspects of it because of the amount of drugs that that facility is storing at any particular time. The footprint of it, there's some early indication that probably the correct location of that lab would be out at our existing correctional facility because of the strong law enforcement presence in addition to the 24-hour patrol and that sort of thing. But just as the commissioners have rightfully asked some insightful questions to try to really nail it down, this committee feels very strongly that we need to go through this preliminary design phase so that when we come back to Commissioner's Court, we've got a figure that you can hang your hat on. So I will ask the commissioners to give us some thought, and the committee's asked me to see if I can get it on the agenda in the near future to just focus on a design phase. Yes, sir. One of our preliminary things that we studied among looking at several other county buildings, none which were really applicable, is to use the 5,000 square feet approximately that's in existing crime lab. The problem is, when you start looking at accrediting a crime lab, there are a number of issues, everything from air quality to sanitation to protecting different areas, serology, for instance, different areas of the lab so that there's no cross-contamination. You want a lab designed to where unauthorized people don't need to be in an area of the lab where they don't need to be. When you consider all of those aspects, what we think, and this is very preliminary, but what we think is that the most appropriate way to handle it is probably to design a crime lab where the administration and possibly evidence storage is in the area currently occupied by the crime lab, approximately 5,000 square feet. We estimate, and there's some national statistics that back this estimation up, that we probably need a total of about 20,000 square feet. And if this was an office building, we probably wouldn't need to go much further than that. But the fact is there's some very specialized equipment concerning air quality issues, cross-contamination issues, employee safety issues, and then the big security issue that really need to be worked through on a very thorough, there's a better term for it, but we need for our crime lab director and crime lab staff to spend a lot of time with a competent engineer and architect to figure out what we need to do and what the cost associated is with each one of those individual initiatives so that when we come back to Commissioner's Court, that I'm comfortable and the committee's comfortable that we're presenting a workable, cost-effective solution to Commissioner's Court.
Commissioner Domingo, I think you've done an outstanding job, and I would like to just comment one last thing. Let's do not rule out the possibility of using existing county-owned facilities to either expand or modify that would accommodate this. We have a former Air National Guard building out there, several buildings actually, right next to your service center. We have the other building that is currently out there for sale at the Jerry Ware Airport. And of course, we just sold a fantastic building right here in downtown Beaumont that we talked about several months ago that might come up for a need, but the court at that time decided to sell it. So anyway, I just want to make sure that we don't pass up on other opportunities to at least evaluate those in depth by professionals in the field to see what the cost would be to re-engineer, re-expand, or those facilities before we just, you know, discount those and just go with an add-on at the existing facility.
I agree, and I think every member of the committee agrees. Let me point out a couple of things that, and certainly we've not made a final determination, but that sort of push us back to the correctional facility. One is that we know we're going to have to store blood evidence, serology evidence, for as long as the next 75 years. That doesn't mean we just simply store that evidence in a vault. It means that it has to be stored in a very close tolerance temperature range. That means that if we have a hurricane, we still have to keep it in that temperature range. If we have some kind of natural disaster, if we have a refinery explosion, whatever, terrorist act or whatever, we're going to be required to keep that evidence within that temperature range for a long, long time. None of us will be around when that evidence is still out there being stored. So it's going to require emergency power, a very reliable emergency power. It's going to require 24-hour security. The security cost alone could dictate that facility be put alongside other facilities where you have a very strong law enforcement presence and law enforcement patrol. But we will continue to explore every one of those options. I don't think anyone on the committee went into this wanting to spend a lot of the taxpayers' money. It's just the more we study the issue, the more we realize, or the more we're convinced, that expanding our crime lab and bringing in DNA, although up front it's a cost, in the long run it will in fact be an investment that will will continue to make a very positive return for the citizens of Jefferson County, both from the public safety aspect and from the cost of doing business for the entire criminal justice system. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.